back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro East Side, and we're here live at the Seattle Boat Show and enjoying the sights and sounds of what's going on and looking at some gorgeous, gorgeous, sleek boats out in front of me. I can't wait to get out and go look at some of this myself. I want to remind people who are listening to the show today that they have a lot of amazing things going on. This boat show goes on for a week. This is the first weekend, so it goes through next weekend, and it's not just here. You know, we're here at CenturyLink Event Center, but the boat show is actually being held in three locations this year. So we have Bell Harbor, as well as over in Lake Union. And if you weren't already familiar with it, if you want to go and check out each of the areas, there are shuttles that are going out. I believe it's every 30 minutes. And so if you want to really take advantage of checking everything out, seeing some of the boats actually on the water, and then also seeing all the beautiful vessels that are here, get on the shuttle, go check it out, come back. If you're here for several days, there's lots of fun things to do, fishing seminars, boating seminars, going to see the boats, walking around, lots of vendors who are here. There's even, you know, yacht club folks who are, you know, and different marinas. I mean, everything that you could possibly want to investigate about boating is right here, and this is one of the biggest shows in the entire United States. So it's exciting to be here, my third year with Open House with Team Reba. But before we went on the break, I was finishing some conversations with my friend here, Gretchen Miles, who is with Waterline Boats. And I wanted to make sure that we wrapped up. You were talking about the boat shed system earlier.
That's right.
Yeah, so tell us a little more about it.
So the boat shed system is our brokerage system that is an international brokerage system. We've got offices all around the world. We've got them in Asia, Canada, United States, United Kingdom, Europe. So when you go on to the boat shed system, not only are you going to see underneath Waterline Boats, which is powered by the boat shed system, Boat Shed Seattle, Boat Shed Everett, and Boat Shed Tacoma, you're also going to be able to look at boats in Phuket, Thailand, or you're going to be able to see them in Norway, or you're going to be able to see them in the UK. And you can go on, and we all maintain the same tenet of an abundant of absolute transparent information.
Okay.
So wherever you are in the world, you can get the same amount of information.
So you're standardizing
yes,
the process.
We have totally
which is, you know what, you know, I love that you're doing that because, as a comparison in the real estate industry, what most people don't realize is that real estate in almost every other country is done very differently than here. And there is no standardization. Even within the United States, it's not standardized. We have, because every state has its own rules and laws, and every multiple listing system has its own rules and things that the agents have to follow, even within one state. California finally went to a single state system. It used to be three. And so it was very difficult to move from one place to another without running into sometimes difficulties because sometimes people didn't have the same idea of the process. And you're right, boats move all over the world all the time. Unlike the product I sell, which is stuck, you know, it's in one place unless it's a mobile home or a trailer, you know, yours has the ability to be anywhere.
That's exactly right. So we just opened our office in Boat Shed, Portland, Oregon. So we do have somebody in Oregon.
All right.
With
PDX
a office
in the house.
Yeah. And we have a...
are they weird? Like Portlandia?
Nicely weird.
I know. Our other guest is laughing.
Perfectly weird.
No, Portland.
That's right.
Keep it weird.
and then we also have an office up in Montreal, and this is a great segue, actually. So
thank you
very much for that.
You're welcome.
We are looking for individuals who are interested in opening boat shed offices around the country because, like you said, each state has different regulations and different tax laws, et cetera. So
right.
We are looking for people who are boat nuts.
Boaty?
Who understand?
Is that a term? Is that technical? Yeah, I'd like you to be boaty, please.
Yes. But who understand business? Who understand their community? Their boating community.
Oh, so they don't necessarily have to have been a boat broker before. Like you guys can train them in that.
Absolutely.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
So that leads me to the question I have for you. How long have you been doing this, Gretchen?
I've been doing this for 3 years.
Okay.
So I started actually in October of 2014. So
okay.
3 years-ish.
Okay.
And I have found that this has been a phenomenal career for me.
So what got you into it?
Well, my husband and I bought our first boat in 2006, and it was a Bayliner 2858. And the reason we bought it is because he wasn't going to be able to ski their water ski that year. So he said, we're going to go cruising. So we decided that we are going to cruise to the San Juans. We did. We had a fantastic time. We got footitis. So in that
it took me a second. I'm like, is that a disease? Oh, wait. No, I know. Okay.
Foot-itis.
You just kept creeping larger.
We creeped. We went from a 2858 to a 40-foot main ship, a main ship 390. And then now we are liveaboards of a DeFever 49. And it's just been a fantastic road. We are having a
And I've been on your boat, and it's so much fun. So much fun hanging out with you guys over there. And in fact, actually, so for the listeners who are here, how Gretchen and I actually know each other is because through our activities in boating, because we're very boaty, apparently, I'm wearing a shirt today that has a little logo that says The Voyager, so I'm part of the Rainier Yacht Club. My husband is a rear commodore on the bridge now, working through the chairs. And is it okay if I segue on over to our other guest here in
a
second?
Absolutely.
So when you go into the bridge of the chairs of any of these yacht clubs that are part of what's called the Grand 14, then you get to meet all these other wonderful people who are also going through the chairs. So our next guest that we have on with us is Sandy Werner with Queen City Yacht Club. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me here. It's a great afternoon.
Yeah, and so I met Gretchen and Sandy because through that organization, you both are part of different yacht clubs that are part of the Grand 14. So you're part of Everett, correct?
Yep, I'm part of the Everett Yacht Club, and we've been members since 2010.
Okay, fantastic. And then, Sandy, how long for you in Queen City?
So my husband, Chaz, and I have been members at Queen City for 25 years.
Oh, is it really? Oh, wow. So you're very familiar with all of these things.
I am. Okay. The boaty stuff? Yeah.
Very familiar
with the boaty stuff.
So much more boaty than me. I'm only like 1.5 year boaty.
All right, ladies.
Okay, so tell us why you're here today.
Well, I want to talk about Queen City Yacht Club and all of the Grand 14 and other yacht clubs.
Okay.
Joining an event or a club like this is a great thing to do to enhance your boating experience. There are so many things that yacht clubs do to participate in boating activities. Lots of cruises, events that are around the holidays, things like that. And you then have the opportunity to talk with other boaters about their experiences and where did they go boating and what places worked out for them. And, oh, if your boat is broken, what do I do about fixing this? And just such camaraderie in that whole community.
I would 100% back you up on that because as someone who has only recently become boaty, I was terrified of the boating experience. Even though my husband has a lot of boating experience himself and he's mechanically minded, I don't have any of that. And, you know, I was worried about, like, I don't know how to tie knots properly. I don't know what nautical miles are. I don't know how to calculate knots and any of these other things. And, of course, today it's so much more technical, right? There's so many gadgets that sort of take some of that off. But I'm kind of old school. I like to know.
Right.
I like to be familiar. And so getting involved with the yacht club helped me meet people more quickly rather than just being out on the water where, I mean, most of the time you're trying to avoid smacking into each other, unless you're
none of us want to smack into each other.
Yeah.
But because we're such a group that you go to a dock and you meet other boaters, you meet other yacht club people, outside of your normal realm of people.
Right.
And another thing that you brought up is that you didn't really know very much about the boating thing.
Yeah.
Women have a tendency to stand in the background and their husbands are doing a lot of this boaty stuff.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, I'm the first rear commodore female at Queen City.
Are you really?
I run my own boat. I dock it. I run it. I like to have my husband, Chaz, be my deckhand.
You're hot stuff. Seriously.
I've
met some badass women who've done this.
Exactly.
Sorry, I said that on the air.
Exactly. There's a lot of women more so now getting involved in boating. And even as a couple, both people need to know how to run the boat. Because you never know what's going to happen out there.
Yeah, well, because you never know if something's going to happen with your partner. They could fall over in the water. And, of course, our waters are so frigid here. You need someone who can respond and react so quickly. So I do want to point out, they also have safety courses and whatnot here, right?
Correct.
Okay.
They do. And I also want to give a plug for the Everett Yacht Club because we Well, actually, I started it, but we have a
You didn't start the club.
No, no. I started the Women on the Water group in our yacht club.
I didn't know that either. Yes. Look at how much I'm learning today on this show. This is fantastic. You guys are great guests.
So we have that going every other month, the third Wednesday of every other month. And
okay.
We have each time we meet, we have a different program. I started it, and I've handed it off to another broker with Waterline Boats, who is Amanda Klett, and she's here today, too. So
okay. So this is so fantastic. I'm going to definitely off-air ask you more about that, because that is one of the things that I'm hoping to find while I'm here at the show today, and I'm also bringing another – I'm using one of my comp tickets to do another day. But, you know, for me, it's going to be one of those things where I want to go get as much training as possible. I know a couple of women in my own yacht club have offered to try and help teach and whatnot, but there's nothing better than being in a group environment where there's, you know, extended learning, really, because there's so much more experience.
Right, you're learning from these other people at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to give a quick plug to somebody that is over here to our starboard. It's Northwest Women Boaters organization.
Okay,
right,
I wondered what the heck you were pointing at. You were like smacking me on the shoulder. I'm like, what? There's nobody over there other than over there.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's what I was hitting you about.
Okay, so say who it is again.
Northwest Women Boaters.
Okay.
And they have meetings, I believe, once a month.
Okay.
So,
all right.
They're a great organization for women to learn from women.
Okay. All right. Well, no, fantastic. So I know we're going to have a break here pretty soon. So I want to kind of wrap this up and go back to the idea of like seminars and teaching. Because Sandy, can you stay around for after the next break for a minute?
I'd love to. Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to dive a little bit more into the Queen City stuff. But if you haven't been up to the upper section of the show yet, that is where a lot of this learning is also available. There's a lot more materials and whatnot. So we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Open House with Team Reba. We're here live at the Seattle Boat Show. And come down and see us. If you're out in your car and you're listening to this, come down, check it out, see us. We're in between the East and West, right by where the ladies' room and the food is.
Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.